Hey, it's Juice dropping a mini pod because there's a busy day with King's News. Do us a favor real fast, though. Make sure if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, give us a 5-star review. All it does is help our podcast grow. In the meantime, let's go over a busy day. Well, Morgan, the Kings have lost 4 in a row. Off today, playing Minnesota on Wednesday, and you're thinking, at least there's no losses that can happen today. Nothing bad, right?
That's what I was thinking.
Wrong. Some tough news for Sacramento. We find out DeMar DeRozan will not be playing Wednesday against Minnesota with lower back muscle inflammation.
That's a lot to say.
Then we find out Trey Lyles, who left the game early in the second quarter, he immediately looked at the bench and said, I got to come out. Apparently, he's got a calf strain, reevaluated in 3 to 4 weeks. And then we learn that the Kings are closing on a deal with the veteran Jay Crowder, who they worked out during the offseason, did not elect to sign, but now with some of these injuries and wing issues, they bring in Jay Crowder. A lot to unpack here. Mm-hmm. Let's start with DeMar DeRozan.
Let's start with DeMar. You know what's interesting about all of this? He just dropped 30 last night against, who was that?
That was the team they played last night.
Oh, you're forgetting too?
OKC.
Thank you.
They all blur together this time
I know.
Of
that's
year.
Where I was like, wait. I was like, usually you would make fun of me by that. Anyway, DeMar dropping 30 last night. Like, he looked good. There's two things, two shots specifically that Deuce had pointed out last night that triggered something in his brain when it came to DeMar's back. He's like, do you think his back still hurt? He didn't shoot that three and he
passed up a couple of open threes to step in for a mid-range shot. And on the surface, you're going, well, that's DeMar DeRozan. He takes mid-range shots. But I'm like, no. He's taken that corner three this year. I don't think he's comfortable. And of course, you have the pictures of him coming to the game the other night. And even last night on the court after halftime, he's got that back warmer on his lower back.
Yep.
And this is definitely a concern at this point. I mean, one, back issues just linger. Anyone who's had back issues knows this. But, you know, DeMar missed a few games and was out a week. And you're thinking, oh, he got the extra rest. He'll be good to go. He's clearly not 100% still.
And yeah.
It's just like, what are the odds?
Can we catch a break?
This guy has played in 93% of the games in his career. And then he comes into Sacramento and he's missing games with lower back issues. And I think on the surface, too, you think about the minutes. He's played a lot of minutes this year. Last year, he was near the top of the NBA in minutes played, too. But, you know, we were concerned. Are you running these guys into the ground early? And here we are, DeMar DeRozan, who played like 35, 36 minutes last night, has to miss a game with the lower back issue.
Yeah.
Where's your concern level?
My concern level isn't necessarily with the individual. It's more with the team and thinking about this team trying to find that flow, trying to find that identity. And I feel like that's so crucial to do through the first 20 games. Well, you're 18 games through and the flow and the identity is up and down with this team. You know, individuals on this team have obviously produce some big numbers. It's been really nice at times, but overall, it hasn't been that great. And I think that's why we are where we are when I know we're going to talk about the Kings signing Jay Crowder or close to a deal with that. But my point is, I don't think it's so much health that has been concerning to me this entire season of like, oh, Sabonis is out with his back. DeMar is out with his back. Monk with the sprained ankle. It's more of the style of play. And when you don't have one of the main ingredients out there and capable of playing, how are you supposed to figure that out?
Yeah. And you think about a couple of years ago, the Kings had like very few injuries. They were the healthiest team in the NBA. And what do you know? They won 48 games. They were the number 3 seed. While other teams in the West were banged up and dealing with a lot more injuries. And here we are through 18 games. We haven't seen Devin Carter. Right. Mm-hmm. Malik Monk has missed time this year. Mm-hmm. DeMar is going on 4 games missed. Sabonis, who never misses games, missed games. Fox's hands messed up. And now Trey Lyles is out. He missed camp, right, with the groin injury. And now he's got a calf strain reevaluated in 3 to 4 weeks.
And where this one sucks again, it's not so much just with the individual. It's what Mike Brown was trying to do with the rotations and this team and being like, all right, this is what we have coming off the bench. When you're seeing the bench production be so low this season, Trey Lyles then starts a few games when DeMar and Sabonis are out, or a game, a couple, whatever it was. My point is he was producing during that time. He goes back to the bench, and then he has a scoreless game, and then he has a game where he's injured. And it's just like, what is happening with this? I'm just frustrated that this team can't catch a break to truly find some sort of rhythm with one another to figure out, okay, this is what we do. This is what we do when we play with these guys on the floor. This is what we do with this personnel. This is what I got to do when so-and-so is on the floor because he's a liability on the defensive end. You know, you're just not going to be able to figure that out with all of these injuries and being on the floor inconsistently.
So with the Trey Lyles injury and the fact that the Kings are desperate for some help on the wing, they decide to sign the veteran Jay Crowder, who is 34 years old, 6'6", entering his 13th season in the NBA, played 50 games last year with the Milwaukee Bucks. If you watch the NBA over the last decade plus, you've seen Jay Crowder and kind of know what he's about.
Tough.
I guess the question I have is just like, how much does he have left in the tank? But right now, if you're Sacramento, you're kind of desperate. You need a little juice. This guy is motivated, he can come in. Here's what you know about Jay Crowder.
What do you know?
He's tough.
Yep.
He's a little bit of a dog. Can he come in and hit a three every once in a while? Most of his shots over the last 6 years, I was looking up this today, 7 straight years, 60% of his attempts have come from three.
Uh-huh.
Now, in his career, he's like a 35% three-point shooter. He's had some percentages in the 40s. I don't know how much he could provide there. You hope that he could provide something defensively.
Mm-hmm.
How much does he have left on that end of the floor? And it's a mixed bag. I think from just watching him a little bit last year, he's going to struggle on the perimeter against some of these athletic guys. He's not the quickest guy. He's not the fastest guy. He's one of those guys who is super strong.
Yeah.
He will battle. He uses his active hands to get deflections. He could take bumps.
But you put that into a team defense that already is starting to show... I don't know if you want to call it promise. How about just like positive
sometimes,
moments? Just say positive moments. Some positive games even. Because, I mean, there's more than flashes. There's more than just moments. Like, I think this Kings defense as a whole has shown that it can grow. It can keep getting better. And then you add in a tough, bigger guy. I mean, that only makes me excited to see what he can contribute to the floor, especially Deuce, when we're seeing what we're seeing right now. For example, you add someone like Doug McDermott to the squad. You go, sharp shooter, liability on the defensive end. He's not sharp shooting, and he's a liability on the defensive end right now, right? Like, he can come out of that, but obviously he wasn't on any other team because other people maybe saw these things within his game at this point in his career. So with someone like Jay Crowder, you're in this desperate mode to try and figure out what tweaks you can make. And that's the first right tweak to make. And I know some people out there today will be like, what this going to do? You got to do something more. No, tweaks. Tweaks right now. Just make any tweaks you can right now.
At this point, you just need another body. Yep. And having a guy who's been a veteran, who's been on some really good teams, who's shown the ability to be a solid defender, you know, in his prime, a much better than solid defender, but he's not in his prime anymore. I mean, he is 34 years old, probably doesn't move the same. And yeah, you're right, Morgan. We've seen glimpses of the Kings defense having some glimpses. Good moments. Unfortunately, the way they're playing defense by design is they're helping in the paint a lot and then trying to close out on three-point shooters, and they're allowing the most open three-point attempts in the league.
Mm.
They've been a little fortunate that teams are only making about 32% of those three-point looks, but how many times have we seen teams shoot it efficiently from beyond the arc against Sacramento? That's the challenge. You know, all of a sudden you got Jay Crowder helping the paint. Is he mobile enough at his age to get out and close out on a three-point shooter? I don't know about that.
Well, we just don't know at this time.
Yep.
And, you know, we don't know what he's been doing in this time. You know, have we seen a whole bunch of workout videos where he's like, I'm ready, I'm back. Like, I don't know. Like, I haven't seen that shit, but I don't care. I need to see change with tweaks. I think sometimes when people think change and they think of team, they get so irrational. They go, blow it up. Fire everybody, like fix everything and just trade everybody away. No, that's not. I mean, you've got to be willing to tweak with what you have, especially when you do have valuable pieces on this team. You got to be smart about it. This is the first right direction to go.
Yeah. And the whole other conversation, oh, blow it up or do this. Like, I don't think we could say that in November at this point. Like, no. There's definitely areas of concern and like, hey, we're monitoring this. If it continues down this path,
yeah,
and you're closing in on the trade deadline, it gets to like late December, January, yeah, we're going to have some different conversations for sure. But at this point, you're looking about, okay, what can you do to tweak things right now? We need help against Minnesota on Wednesday night. Can Jay Crowder give us something? We need another body, a guy who
size
understands how to fit his role. And I wonder how motivated he's going to be. Remember, he had the problems in Phoenix, finally lands with Milwaukee. It didn't go how maybe he thought it would because he didn't like his role in Phoenix. Remember that?
Yeah.
Goes to Milwaukee, wasn't great there. He's been chilling, right? Like, he has been out of the league. Is he ready and inspired to come in and be like, you know what? I have a chance to contribute.
And there could be moments or a time where we go, oh, okay, he's a free agent for a reason.
Yeah.
But then there's other times too when you just go, like you said, that role, that organization, that team didn't work for this specific personality or individual. And you hope that this coaching staff, this organization could be a right place for him at this point of his career to bring the most out of him. But I'm hopeful about it.
Like, I'm not hyping this.
Yeah.
You know, no. If it works out, it's great. It's worth a look. I mean, Lyles goes down. There's question marks, right? Like, maybe we see some more Isaac Jones, but he's also like a young player on a two-way deal. And I think having some optionality and going, you know what, let's bring in a guy who has a reputation in this league and maybe fills a void for Sacramento that they've clearly been missing another wing that could defend, clearly. And if he can come in and give them some good minutes, maybe it's a good thing for Sacramento. It's not going to solve all their issues. I don't think we're going to be sitting here in a month going, "Woo! Can you believe the Crowder pickup? It changed the course of the Kings season." No. But could he help them?
Yeah.
It's worth a look.
What type of impact can we see? So I guess will be seen this week, probably.
Well, Shams is saying he's expected to play in the Kings game against Minnesota.
Well, shit, let's go.
Let's go, Boss Man 99. Let us know how you're feeling about this. You can always email us, juiceandmo@gmail.com, and we'll be live for a special Thanksgiving Eve night chat following Kings and Wolves. We love you guys, but we gots to go. See ya.
Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, they tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, the podcast that you know. Deuce and Mo.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.